from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's time for Mic'd Up with Mike Johnson, brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live from Flowery Branch. It's morning shift. Mike, Bo, and Big Z, Mark Zeno, hanging out. This hour brought to you by Zero Res Smart, lasting clean. Now, Zeno, I like to do this thing on Wednesday called Which One Wednesday, and it's pretty simple.
Okay. Right?
We're going to throw it out there. I'm going to make you guys make a decision. All right. You're going to debate style this thing with Squid Billy, and Dylan is going to tell you who won the debate.
And just so you know, Mark. Okay. I'm the reigning, defending, undisputed champion.
I will say he did win last week.
I have an overall winning record.
A little bit of a soft victory.
It wasn't a soft victory. Dylan,
who did you face off with last week?
Allie Mack.
Yeah,
and Dylan. Dylan finally decided to. I think Dylan was being nice and kind of favoring guests, but I know that. No one ever favors Zeno in anything, so I'm sure that it's just
you. I'm going up against you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, debate style. All right,
mono
we're ready to go?
Mono.
Ready to go?
Okay.
All right, how about
whatever
this one?
Say.
Pick one. All right, which one? More touchdowns this year, Tyler Allgeier or Kyle Pitts? Which one? More touchdowns this year, Tyler Allgeier or Kyle Pitts? Bo, we'll start with you.
I'm going to go with Kyle Pitts. And look, it's simple. Bijan's going to get some of those carries that Allgeier maybe would have gotten in year one. And also, this is Kyle Pitts' year. I am more certain than ever Kyle Pitts is about to go off this season after our interview with him on Monday that we had.
What do you think about Zeno? Tyler Allgeier or Kyle Pitts more touchdowns this year?
If Tyler Allgeier has more touchdowns than Kyle Pitts, again, something's gone horribly wrong, okay? This is an easily scripted offense to predict this year. If things don't go as predicted, as expected, things have gone horribly wrong for a variety of reasons that we're not going to be very happy about. Kyle Pitts, as Bo said, again, playing for like a contract, like his second contract, and what the value of that is at this point in time. And part of me is starting to think that maybe the last 2 years, you know, he did one of those, my knee isn't good enough to get back because I don't really feel like catching passes from Desmond Ridder. I think he'll be healthy for all 17 games this year. You know, God willing, then he'll be healthy, and the numbers are going to back that up.
All right. How about this one? Question number two. More important to the Braves down the stretch. More important to the Braves down the stretch. Jorge Soler or Michael Harris? Jorge Soler or Michael Harris? Zeno, we'll start with you.
I mean, it's Harris. I mean, offensively, defensively, with the speed on the bases, he can do so much more for this team at his ceiling, at his optimal, than Jorge Soler can do. You know what Jorge Soler can do? Hit a ball 480 feet. That's probably about it. It's all really you can expect.
Well, I think Zeno's onto something with Michael Harris. I agree with him. And here's the thing. Not only can you put Michael Harris down late in the lineup, maybe that 8 or 9 spot, so you can kind of get that going again, that gives Jorge Soler someone to hit the ball 400 feet with on the base. So those solo home runs will turn into two run homers. But also this defense is so terribly bad offense right now out there in the outfield. I know that Eli White made the catch last night, but they've been butchers in the outfield.
They've been absolutely
right now. One of you insert Michael Harris in there, and he immediately takes over, and now you are solid from not only right center but all the way over to left center. Michael Harris.
All right. Question number three: better town, Long Island, New York, or Dallas, Georgia?
Oh my God, dear Lord. Let's just end this sentence. Just
all
end
right.
the debate. Just
Long Island, New York.
It's not even close.
Okay.
You don't have to hear.
I'm going to have to drive around Dallas after I go through this whole thing, because I might get shot going through it.
I'm
going to eviscerate your small little hick town.
This right here is why Dallas, Georgia is better than Long Island. You don't deal with this.
God.
The cynicism that these people live with, they're always angry about everything. They talk with these weird accents.
Okay.
Not to mention Dallas, Georgia is the four-wheel drive capital of the world.
I know. That's exactly. Okay. Let's just put this objectively here, Mike. Long Island. Ready? Beach. Bagels. Pizza. I mean, you have none
Beach,
of that.
Beach, bagels, and babes, the three C's,
right.
baby.
Dude, we got cows and steaks, baby.
That's great.
We got pigs and bacon, all right?
We have steaks,
we
too.
Have less,
they're in a grocery
you
store.
Don't talk about squiggy like that, okay?
You know what?
Squiggy.
I'm sorry that we don't have a bunch of mobsters running around whacking people and, you know,
hey,
eating meatballs.
Hey, that keeps things right, okay?
All right?
We don't need a police force. We got the mob.
Oh, yeah. That makes everything better.
I was hoping when I asked that question, that's the exact reaction I was looking for. All right, got to move on. More Auburn losses this year or Florida wins? I think the Auburn win total is right at 9.5. I think Florida's win total is at 4.5. More Auburn losses or Florida wins this year? What do you think?
I'm going to say Florida wins. They'll get 5 wins, and they'll all come before November.
5-0 turn to 5-7. Is that what we're looking for?
Okay. Right. You know, I think it is going to be Florida wins. I mean, look, Auburn still has to play Oklahoma, Georgia, Missouri, Texas A&M, and Alabama. I mean, that alone is a tight window to get through. You drop another game there, you're 6-6. Still going to a bowl, but guess what? It's not going to be easy. And three of those games, Georgia, Missouri, and Alabama, all on the road.
There you go. All right, let's move on. Question number 5. More rushing yards this season in the NFL. More rushing yards. Anthony Richardson or Lamar Jackson? Anthony Richardson or Lamar Jackson? Zeno, we'll start with you.
I'm not going to bet against Lamar on this spot. He just too much. I mean, at some point in time, you know, the difference is for Anthony Richardson is that you're going to have to try to find some other way to move the offense. You can't do it all with your legs. Lamar, a lot of his running yards come from the fact that he's thrown enough.
Slim down this year.
Well, that too. But he's good enough in the passing game to be able to keep guys at bay longer, to be able to make things develop for him. Anthony Richardson will do more of the drop back, you know, 5-7 step. It's not there. I'm taking off and running. And that's not really an effective way to really manage the offense long term.
What do you think, Bob?
Well,
rushing yards.
You know, I was going to go one way on this, and then I did a double check. You know, Lamar still almost ran for 1,000 yards last year.
He's elite with his legs.
In a passer-heavy, more passer-heavy offense. It's Lamar Jackson, but it's none of the reasons that Zeno said, which I'm not saying he's wrong, because I think he's right. I don't think Anthony Richardson can stay healthy for 17 games to outrun him, because I've never seen him stay healthy ever.
That's your boy.
Just because he wore blue and orange, don't make us boys.
Oh.
But I will.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I don't have any issues with Anthony Richardson. I'm going to tell you that. But the problem is, I've never seen what everyone else sees in him. I've seen the athletic ability, but he's never actually accomplished it.
All right, let's get a couple more real quick. Would you rather go on vacation to Myrtle Beach or Panama City? Bo, we'll start with you. Myrtle Beach or Panama City?
You know what? Panama City, because I'll just be at home. I can be as white trash as I want. Myrtle Beach seems like they think they're better than they are.
I don't know when's the last time you've been to Myrtle Beach.
Plus Angelo's in Panama City. I can go get me a good steak.
Zeno, Myrtle Beach or Panama City? Which one's a better place?
At this stage of my life, Myrtle Beach.
Yes. All right, how about this?
Better golf. Put it to that way there, little man.
Yeah, I go on vacation to get away from everything.
Oh, okay.
We'll finish with this one. If you were playing a playoff game tomorrow, who's catching for you, Sean Murphy or Travis d'Arnaud?
Little D all the way.
Little D all the way. What do you think, Zach?
I don't know anything about Little D. I'll pick Travis d'Arnaud.
Dylan. Well,
I don't know. You did get a book sent to you.
Dylan, who won the debate?
I'm going to have to go with this. It was a very close one. Both competitors played well, debated well. But just like the Atlanta Braves, Bo Morgan is on a two-game winning streak.
Oh, whoa!
Still the reigning.
I got to tell you something.
I wanted to give it to you, Zeno. I wanted to.
You know, my last line should have been the clincher to get me to win that thing.
It almost was, too.
So
it almost was.
I did not see
that one coming.
It got you close.
No, man. You've been awful nice to Dylan lately.
You were as bad as the umpire in the Braves game last night.
Yeah, that's Dylan. That's
Don't you ever compare my producer to C.B. Buckner.
Yeah, right. You're Laz Diaz, C.B. Buckner, and Angel Hernandez all wrapped in a one.
You know what? Do not talk to him that way.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.